You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY in Philadelphia. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. For decades, PFAS have tainted the water, air, and soil in this region and across the country. These so-called forever chemicals found in consumer products and firefighting foam can stay in the human bloodstream for years, causing cancer and other health problems. One nonprofit lab in Delaware is working to seek out PFAS and destroy them. WHYY Zoe Reed has more.
Inside a nondescript building nestled in a business park in Newcastle, Delaware, a small group of scientists tests water samples to see whether they're contaminated by the very large class of toxic chemicals known as PFAS. Chief scientist Chuck Powley walks into a noisy room and points to one of the machines helping him and his colleagues analyze the chemicals. To the lay observer, it looks like a contraption connected to test tubes, bottles, and wiring. It's actually a tool for precision chemical analysis.
This right here, this is what's called liquid chromatography with mass spectrometry. This version of LCMS was commercialized around 2000. Before 2000, the tools to look at PFAS at very low levels did not exist. That's the reason why, even though PFAS have been around since the 1950s, we really didn't know we had a problem until this was commercialized. So this was a game changer.
There are about 4,700 different PFAS, making them a formidable issue to tackle. The Newcastle lab, called the Center for PFAS Solutions, is able to test for 40 of them in well water, drinking water, and wastewater. The nonprofit offers drinking water testing for private wells, monitors water supplies, and helps companies that are developing water filtration products by testing their water. The center also has been selected for funding for a proposal submitted to the Department of Defense to trap and destroy PFAS chemicals. Powley says PFAS filter products called ionomers will outperform other systems. Unlike carbon filtration systems, the ionomers can target what are called short-chain PFAS chemicals. The scientists also are developing technology that is able to destroy PFAS from contaminated well water. They say that would be a huge advance because currently the only way to destroy PFAS is to transport the contamination to incinerators. The lab itself is located in a zip code where many aquifers and wells are contaminated with PFAS levels well above the federal health advisory level. Samples also show that the residents' blood has PFAS levels much higher than the national average. That reflects historical exposure to contamination rather than current contamination, Powley says.
These things hang around in people's blood for a long time, especially the longer chain ones like PFOA and PFOS. So it's going to take these folks a lot of years to clear this stuff. And so that's what we're seeing now. And of course, you still have the residents that have private wells and may not be getting any relief at all right now. The water I'm seeing around here, the profile is from stuff that was manufactured 20 to 50 years ago. That's what I'm seeing now. And they stopped making PFAS about 20 years ago, but still we're seeing very high levels of it. So I knew it was long-lived in the environment, but I didn't know it was this long-lived.
There's currently no regulation for PFAS in water in Delaware, though water companies refer to levels advised by the Environmental Protection Agency. Other states, such as New Jersey, set contamination level limits much lower than the EPA's health advisory level. A bill awaiting Delaware Governor John Carney's signature will start a process to set limits for PFOA and PFOS. The EPA announced in October what it called a strategic roadmap to tackle PFOS nationwide, though environmental advocates say the plan does not go far enough. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.